What causes Jesus to move and perform miracles? The Bible says, I'm not going to read it all, but it says, according to your faith, the one with the issue of blood, he said, daughter, be made whole. It's according to your faith. Amen. And the people that were blind and the lepers, he told them, he said, can you believe this? They said, yes, Lord, we can't believe it. He said, be it unto you according to your faith. Jesus will be as big as you believe him to be as big, or he will be as little as you believe. Amen. Now, finna end this up, go back to Matthew 21, 21. King James. He said, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It said, it shall be done. It shall be done. Has no choice. It shall be done. Now, verse 22, I don't know. It may be too rich for a lot of Christians. It just may be too rich for a lot of Christians. I don't know. If it's too rich for you and you can't believe it, go meditate on a while until that faith comes in your heart. But I believe it. I believe it. Verse 22 says, and all things. Did he say some things? He said all things. Did he put a limit on it? Did he put a limit on your house or how much it costs or the size of it? Did he put a limit on what kind of car you drive? Did he put a limit on what kind of clothes you wear? Did he put a limit on how much you give in church? Did he put a limit on that jet you believe in God for? Come on, somebody. He said, in all things, whatsoever, whatever, you should ask in prayer. I'm going to go back and say it again. He said all things. What you believe in God for? You believe in God to pay off your house? And then the exact same thing with your house worth. Lord, I believe I got that in my bank account. He make him big. Make Jesus big in your life. It has no choice but to obey you. He said all things. Whatever you shall ask in prayer. Now we know it has to line up with the word of God. You can't... women, you can't go out and believe God for somebody else's husband. Man, you can't go out and believe God for nobody else's wife. It don't work like that. Has to line up with the word of God. Whatever you shall ask in prayer, believe. What did he say? Ye shall receive. He said, you'll receive it. But you got to hear the voice of Jesus. You got to seek God for the key issue. So you know exactly how to pray. A lot of times we skip that one important step. I mean, you believe in God for increase. Jesus knows all the answers. He has all wisdom. He has all power. Listen, he created the heavens, the stars, the oceans, the mountains, the rabbits, the mice, the deer. He created all the atoms, the sun, the celestial planets, and he created it all. It all came from his wisdom. And he knows all. He knows all. One more. Turn to James chapter 1, verse 5. Let me read that. Watch this, and then I'm going to close it down. James chapter 1, verse 5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, or we can say it this way, if any of you lack the answer, if you lack wisdom, let him ask God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That means he won't scold you for asking. If you don't know, he said, ask God and he will generously give it to you. God want to give it to you more than you want it, amen? And then he won't scold you about it. He's not going to make you feel bad. You so dumb. Why you ask me that? You ever seen anybody act like that? Man, what you asking that question for? You so dumb. No. God said, ask me. I got all the answers. I know everything. I mean, I know it. I know everything. I know the cure for cancer. I know where your increase is. Guys, I can make you a millionaire by 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. I know how to do it. That loved one that's that's been unsaved for years and years, God said, I know how to bring them in. I know where your next business deal is. I know where your next vehicle is. Come on, somebody. That thing you've been praying about, I know it. I know everything. He said, if you lack wisdom or you lack the answer, let him ask of God, and he'll give it to you generously. He won't scold you for it. And he said, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Praise God. Well, glory to God. I hope you were encouraged today. And listen, let's go throughout this week worshiping and praising God. Let's go through this week giving God glory. Let's go through this week thanking him, worshiping him, because he is the great God, Jehovah. He is the Lord of the heavenly hosts, or the Lord of the heavenly armies. He commands the heavenly armies. He is the great God, Jehovah. Amen. Jehovah God, Jehovah Rapha. Amen. He's the one that we love. And listen, we're going to see him. We're going to be with him soon. I tell you what, me and my family, we talk about all the time. One day, we're going to be with Jesus. And, you know, and that excites me, y'all. That excites me. We don't have to be sad because people in this earth are leaving. If you saved and you made Jesus your Lord, I'm telling you, life is just beginning. Amen. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, let me tell you, he loves you with all of his heart. He died for you. Let me tell you something. God gave his son for you and me. I got a son. I would not give my son for you. Therese wouldn't. Cam ain't dying for nobody. That's mine. But God gave Jesus because he loved you just that much. Won't you make him Lord of your life? The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said that you will be saved. Make him Lord of your life today. And if you have sickness in your body, God, let me tell you something. His healing power is available for you, you, and you. Amen. God is a good God. He's so gracious. He's full of mercy. He's full of compassion. Amen.